response to that, by the way, from Jack O'Connor, president of SIPTU, who says that, regrettably, the ESRI has become nothing more than an intellectual mouthpiece for the policies of the establishment. This is because, he says, there's a remarkable coincidence between the report of the ESRI and the report of On Board SNP. And he says, pay cuts will solve nothing. They will actually exacerbate the downward spiral by further reinforcing the deflationary spiral. Here in studio, we're joined by the PSEU Deputy General Secretary of the Public Service Executive Union, Tom Geraghty. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for coming in. It looks like a choice between, well, pay cuts or job cuts, and Brian Lenihan using the phrase surplus numbers in the public service and staff reductions can be worked through over time. There's a lot of bad news coming one way or another, isn't there?
Well, first of all, good morning, and could I just say that I'm actually General Secretary of the PSEU, but since I've become General Secretary, we've been hit with a spate of bad news, and I have to say that it's extremely disappointing that the ESRI should have lent what appears to be some intellectual basis for a very dubious set of statistics in relation to public service pay.
This is where they say, and they did a study on this a couple of months ago, where they say there was a 20% differential between the public service and the private service when like was compared with like. So what's
yes,
wrong
well
with
that's
that?
Actually just not true. In fact, if you heard Alan Barrett there, he referred to 2006 data. Ironically, in or around the same time, there was a very comprehensive like-for-like review undertaken by the second benchmarking body, which, as you know, did public servants no favours. But it did, in fact, debunk this myth about this alleged massive gap in earnings.
Really? This myth, just look at the most recent figures, which are for 2007, published by the Central Statistics Office last week, and it compared people with the same educational attainment. And what it showed was that at every level of educational attainment, the public service were getting more. For example, I looked up the figures just before you came in. For somebody with a university degree or higher, in the private sector, the mean hourly earnings, the private sector, €24.41, the public sector, €35.11. That's a difference of over a third. And that's the most recent figures, Central Statistics Office, last week.
Well, as I say, the benchmarking body, in fact, which is the only body in recent years that has done an actual like-for-like comparison.
The Central Statistics Office does a like-for-like.
Well, if you let me answer the question, I'll be able to debunk this myth, because unfortunately this is the case of the big lie, that if you keep repeating something often enough, people believe it. But it's actually just...
No,
what I'm saying to you, if you let me answer the question, what I'm saying to you is that the comparison that they're doing is of dubious statistical value because, just let me answer the question, please. What the benchmarking body did, and which is the only valid comparison, is to take a situation where you look at, for instance, an individual, you look at what they are doing, somebody in the public service. You look at their pay rates. You then look at somebody who is doing comparable work in the private sector and you compare their pay rates. And there is not the disparity in those circumstances. What these statistics are doing, and in fairness to the Central Statistics Office, whenever they have been asked, they have elaborated and explained that this is not a like-for-like comparison. That all they do, and all that the ESRI did, in fact, is that they take the total earnings of everybody in the public service, divide it by the number of people who are working there, do the same in the private sector, and make a comparison.
That's not what we're talking about. That's nonsense. Okay, can I just ask you for your comment on the simple figures produced by the Central Statistics Office last week? On every level of educational attainment, the public sector are ahead, and at a university level, you get €35 an hour in the public sector with a university degree or higher. In the private sector, you get €24.
I've already answered that question, but you're not listening to the answer I'm giving you. The only valid comparison is to look at what somebody is doing in their work. In the public service, make a comparison with somebody doing something similar in the private sector, and there is not a disparity.
Some people
there.
Might say you're ignoring the figures that don't suit your purpose.
I'm not ignoring them. I'm saying the Central Statistics Office itself, whenever it is asked, makes the point that these are not like for like comparisons. And I've heard spokespersons for the Central Statistics Office say this whenever they have been interviewed. But that gets lost in all of this.
So anyway, essentially, you have no comment to make on the fact
that... No, I have. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I answered your question, but you chose not to listen to it.
Well, sorry, I've asked you, what's your comment on the fact that with a university degree or higher, you get €35 an hour in the public sector, and in the private sector, you get €24 an hour. Have you any comment on that figure?
My comment on it is that that is of dubious statistical value, because it is not comparing like for like.
Okay. The question of pay cuts or job cuts, the ESRI are saying pay cuts are preferable. I mean, both obviously unpleasant, unpalatable. Pay cuts or job cuts, what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, that it's grossly unfair to suggest, you know, that public servants should be singled out to make a choice, as it were, that they take a pay cut or somebody else loses their job. This is an economic crisis that affects our entire economy. And if we're going to resolve our economic difficulties, it requires that all of us make an effort collectively to try and deal with that, and to single out public servants who have, incidentally, and I want to make this point because it's getting lost in this debate, already taken a pay cut of over 7.5%, between 7.5% and 10.5% across the board, to suggest that they should be singled out for further pay cuts in a situation where, incidentally, notwithstanding more mythology, the Mercer report last week indicated that only 9% of people in the private sector have been expected to take pay cuts thus far. So, I mean, it is grossly unfair to expect that public servants alone should bear the burden of rectifying our economic difficulties.
Okay, the public servants will share the pain, but not if it's just them.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Right. Tom Geraghty, General Secretary of the Public Service Executive.